It's the astronomical Dave Renicky. He knows everything above heaven, and he may know a few things below us, although you don't dabble in the underworld, do you, Dave?
Sergeant Bilko, good to be on deck.
Fantastic. Let's have a look. Juno, it made a few noises a few months ago when it approached Jupiter. Have we heard anything from NASA about what they've discovered?
Yeah. A couple of nights ago, while we were all sound asleep, it made its debut around the planet in the orbit they want. So Juno is there. It has arrived, and it's working just fine. They've turned the instruments on again now, and they turned them off while it was doing the orbit insertion. Make sure there's no problems with the magnetic field coming out of Jupiter. It's pretty strong. A lot of radio noise too. We're going to find some answers to questions we've always puzzled about this giant planet. Why does it do what it does? Why do the winds spin at hundreds of kilometres an hour? Why is the magnetic field so strong? What's at the bottom of the cloud layer, which is about 1,000 K thick?
And why does it provide a good slingshot for spacecraft who wanted to go further into the solar system?
Because of its size, it's spinning very quickly. One day there is only 10 hours, so it spins very quickly. Look, we're there. We're there for about 18 months, and we should get some information coming back. Photos are coming back this morning, actually, from that mission, but we won't see them here until the end of the week when they go through them and pull the best out for the press. So Juno has arrived. Juno is the name of the spacecraft because that's the Roman name for Jupiter.
Oh, okay. So now this thing about the weak turnaround of seeing the photos, there's nothing conspiratorial. They're not trying to airbrush anything out, are they?
No. If they start giving photographs out now, they're not going to mean much because a lot of them don't have any detail in them. It could take hundreds and hundreds of photographs now. You've got to go through it and find out which ones are suitable for press. Radio doesn't matter because you can report on what they're looking at, but in the newspapers and online magazines and things we've got now, they do need reasonable sort of photographs. So they'll go through and they'll pull the ones out that mean the most, look the best, but there's nothing to hide up there. There's no one up there. There's no spaceships or anything to worry about.
Right.
All those things are now gone, but there are so many photographs to get through, and, you know, you can't send 100 photographs to a newspaper. You've got to pick a couple of those out for the best advantage so people can get an idea of what's going on.
All right. The DaveRedicky.com website also got a story about Proxima B. It's the planet that's got NASA excited, and I don't understand why we haven't noticed it before now.
We have. They have known it's there, but we haven't been able to pick it up. When I say that, this is what I mean. We found a disk of dust circling this planet, this star called Alpha Centauri, which is our closest star. The planet we found because of the wobble in the star itself. When the planet goes around the star one way, it'll cause the planet to wobble, and we can pick the light difference up, the difference in the wobble in the light. When it goes around the other side, it'll make it move the opposite way, and we can pick the difference up there too. Do you know they're talking about a rotation speed difference of only 5 kilometres an hour?
Oh, okay.
That's pretty good. So we know there's a planet there. It's a world that comes pretty close to what we want here, although it's not ideal, but it is a place that may have a surface temperature like ours and maybe running water or liquid water, which is pretty important.
That's all we need, running water, and we're home and hosed.
I'll make a prediction.
What's the prediction?
When we get there, when we finally arrive there, are we going to find the Robinsons? I reckon we might find the robot and Will. We might find the Jupiter too. Who knows? This is where they were going out of Lost in Space, of course.
Dr. Smith, the pain.
I'm being flippant.
Yeah, I know you are. I love it, though. Russia could be our first launch into space tourism, although the price tag not too exciting for us, Dave.
Goodness me, wouldn't I like to go on this one? I don't know how well off you are, but I'd be... I wouldn't mind a handout on this one. I wouldn't mind going on this. Look, eight people are eyeing this new Russian moon trip. Yes, Russia have announced they have the capability, or will have very soon, of putting half a dozen people into a spacecraft and shooting them off to the moon. Now, I don't mean landing on the moon. They're going to go around the moon, the circumpolar. Around it goes, around the other side and come back home, which is not a bad trip. You're going to see the moon up close. You'll see things that only 12 men in history, or plus their partners in the capsule, have ever seen. You'll see the moon in a way that hardly anyone has ever seen it before. And this is a moon trip that could happen in the year 2020.
What sort of price tag, though, Dave?
You're sitting down.
Yeah. Yes.
Hang on tight to your chair and grab your console at the same time because it might rock. $150 million.
You might want to repeat that for the hard of hearing.
$150 million US dollars, and that's quite a lot of That's around $200 million, isn't it?
That's only like bankers and oil men and Russian gangsters can afford that.
Well, I'll tell you who's put the hand up. One of the people who've decided they want to do this is, and this is going to surprise you, James Cameron.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised that James would want to do this. He'd like to take a camera and probably use it in a movie somewhere.
He's an adventurer, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was the one who went down in one of those little submersibles to go down to the Titanic.
That's incredible.
The wreck of the Titanic.
Incredible.
Then he came up and made the movie.
Yeah, $150 million. Someone has the money, and I'm sure they'll take plenty of photographs that we can have a look at.
Yeah.
Another one on davidrenicky.com. What's this story about a possible signal found? Is this just an old story?
No, this has only just broken. The signal coming from the star system you're talking about?
Proxima B.
Oh, Proxima B, okay. This is a planet that we're talking about earlier on, the planet around another star.
Right.
That we've just found. This is an interesting observation. I thought you meant there's a breaking news story you may not have heard yet.
Mm-hmm.
They've just picked up a signal from outside the Earth. Now, this has only happened around about 11 o'clock this morning. I got the information. Don't know how genuine it is, but the Russians have picked up a signal. It's coming from a star system a bit over 95 light years from here. It's about 6.3 billion years old, this star. So it's about the same age as our own. And it's a mysterious spike, coming in the signal that indicates that it may be of intelligent origin. Now, we've got to be careful we don't jump to conclusions here because it's only early days, it's only new. It's got to be looked at, verified, assessed and probed, which it will be, but quite tantalising when you think this could be, and I've got to underline the word could be the first signal from an ET civilization we've ever got.
And look, until the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Donald Trump campaign gets a pause and they make a big news conference about it, you've got to take it with a grain of salt, really.
We have to be careful. That story's on my webpage. I've only just put that one up. It's quite interesting.
Yeah.
It's Jodie Foster and Contact all over again.
davidrenicky.com has all the details and plenty of other great stories about what's happening in the great beyond. And remember, our telescope competition. We've got half a dozen entries already, David, with the correct answer, so we might have to pose a new question this week.
Okay, the question is for your listening audience, not a hard one. What is the sixth planet from the sun? The sixth planet from the sun. It's hard to say, isn't it, when you've got a lisp?
Did you ever have a mnemonic to remember the order of the planets as a young kid?
Yes, I did. Yes, yes. Men very easily make pots serve useful, needy purposes.
Okay, that might that might be a bit of a clue for those that are wondering.
What is the sixth planet, number six, from the sun? There you go. And we'll give you 10 free tickets in our giant telescope raffle. I did mention it's worth $800. Yeah, and we'll deliver it to you anywhere in Australia you want. You want to send it to a friend, you'll get two eyepieces with it. You get a 5-year warranty with it as well. And you're going to enjoy some sights that not many people see. This is a 200-millimeter Dobsonian telescope with all the accessories, and it's basically a professional-grade telescope. So what is the sixth? I have trouble with that one. Number six.
Planet six.
The planet six from the sun.
What's it called? All the details about the telescopes too. He's a man who knows his stuff. Till next week, David.
Thanks, Bilko.